Well, today is a very unique and special Sunday in the Lenten season. It is called Laetare Sunday, the word which means rejoice. And we think, rejoice during Lent? And yes, we do. The opening antiphon for today's Mass, the very opening prayer, says, "Rejoice, Jerusalem, and all those who love her." So it is a respite from the rigors of Lent that we celebrate today. We are at the crest of the Lenten Hill. From now on, 3 weeks from today is Easter Sunday, and from now on we quicken our step and we grow in great anticipation of the feast that we celebrate on Easter. You notice I have rose-colored vestments on today. Father Andy's are pink. He looks better in pink. We have some decoration here that lightens things up, so we do look in anticipation to the great feast of Easter. Now, the gospel today is a very interesting gospel. I read the shortened version of it, but there is a longer version that includes a few more details, some of which I will mention. Jesus and his disciples come upon this man born blind. And the disciples start to question Jesus. Why was he born blind? Was it the sin of his parents, or what happened? Was it somebody else's fault? And Jesus sidesteps all the reasons that the man might be blind, and he was more focused on healing him. So Jesus made this paste out of clay, smeared it on his eyes, and told him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. Jesus sent him to be washed and made clean. Very reminiscent of baptism, where we are cleaned from original sin. And from there on, we have to grow in stages in our faith. We don't get there all at once. It's a process that we go through. And the other thing about the third, fourth, and fifth Sundays of Lent, we celebrate what is called by the church the scrutinies, where we stand with those who are preparing for baptism. We extend our hands over them, we pray for them, and assure them that we will walk with them in their journey of faith. And that's exactly what the blind man was doing. He was beginning this journey of faith. When they first asked the blind man, "Who opened your eyes?" he said, "A man called Jesus." In other words, just some guy called Jesus. And they continue to pursue him and ask him. And they come back and they ask again, "Who opened your eyes? And who is this Jesus that he's a sinner? He heals on the Sabbath. Who opened your eyes?" And the blind man said, "He is a prophet." So he's beginning to go from sight to insight to see more of who Jesus really is. And then there's more persecution that happens to the blind man in the gospel, as persecution happens to all of us, and it challenges us to stand up for our faith and be strong in our faith. And to digress from the blind man's instance, you perhaps saw a letter to the editor in last weekend's Midland Daily News that sort of made the hair stand up on the back of my neck. The writer was writing about celibacy of the priesthood, and that if priests were allowed to marry, they were not celibate, it would solve all the problems in the church. And maybe so, maybe not. But what really got me was the last sentence of that letter. It said, "The Catholic Church is the laughingstock of the world." That really got to me. Persecution. We have to stand up for what we believe. We have faith and trust in the church, and that's what we have to profess. And so the Pharisees continued to question the blind man, and they threw him out. And Jesus went later and found the blind man and spoke with him, and a great revelation to the blind man. Jesus, he fell down and worshiped Jesus, proclaiming him as the Son of God. And so persecution brings out our faith, and we have to be strong, and we have to stand with those who are being baptized at Easter, and we have to loudly profess our faith as we come to full realization in our lives of who Jesus really is. And so as we go through these last 3 weeks of Lent, we are called to look into our own hearts. Where is there any blindness? Is there any darkness? Dark spots in our lives that we need to tend to and clean up and bring to life before we celebrate the great feast of Easter. And that's the challenge for all of us today, that we have to continue growing in our stages. We have to know who Jesus is. We have to know how Jesus relates to us in our lives. How is Jesus relating to me personally? And that's our challenge during these final days of Lent.